8th and first semester in the seminary in 1969.
Numerous times had to put away, such as Matthew 5:31, man put away a wife, put away. But only one is used with the word forgiveness. Now this is in Luke 6:37. All right. Is also found only once and suggests disregard. That's in Romans 3:25. Forget by disregard. Now, there's another word used to, which means forgive sin. And this is Garizis. Whatever that is, it's a Greek word understood. And this is found in 2 Corinthians 2:7, Ephesians 4:32, Colossians 2:13, and 3:13. This means to forgive sin. Now, this means the express merciful forgiveness of God. The forgiveness which has mercy at the same time. And then the word attitude, which means the sending away, or the most common New Testament word for forgiveness. Now this conveys the idea of letting go, sending away or letting go, as the scapegoat was used in the tabernacle time. Now, a noun occurs 15 times, and the verb, which has the same meaning, used about 40 times. Now, first of all, under this word forgiveness, let us notice the Bible's teaching concerning it. There is no book or religion except the Bible teaches that God completely forgives sin. No book at all but the Bible. And Hosea 14:4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. In Ephesians 4:32, for our Christ, God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Now this means with graciousness. God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. The large portion of people in missionary Baptist churches, God forbid, have the big idea, some who are stronger than others, that there is a remote possibility that God saved us, forgave us of our Adamic sin because we are us. And for Christ's sake, they go hang itself out the window somewhere. A church will propose an advancement in the work of the Lord, and an individual will oppose it. The church is proposing for the benefit of others, and the opposition is to understand what of the individual's own self. Nothing else be wrong. This proves the individuality of oneself. Failure to remember that it was for the cause of Christ, for his sake, God forgive
us. Amen.
We deserve to go to hell even after we are saved. for the graciousness of Almighty God we expect.
Amen.
And Christ procured that for us.
Amen.
This also makes it our responsibility toward our brethren in Christ to remember before we are unduly critical of a brother's stand, they have been forgiven by the grace of God for thanksgiving. And even as God forgives us for Christ's sake, we are to forgive others for Christ's sake. And may I add right here, let our personal feelings go to hell and remain there. It's for Christ's sake only, and this is all you ever find in God's Bible. Personal opinion and personal feelings are not found in God's Word. Neither are you found in God's Word. Scripture, if you possess the two, you are a heathen in sheep's clothing in the Lord's people. Anytime your personal opinion or personal feeling takes precedence over God's call, and this is when you have to say, I just never can forgive old brother so-and-so for that. Praise God. Amen. I won't touch that.
Amen.
But that by the devil himself and lay claim of being a member of the Lord's church. The east and west have never come together.
Amen.
Neither can a devil in the Lord's church come to be a saint. He just can't do it. Brother Jacob mentioned the fact that water gold could pressurize money. Many are pressurized. I can forgive them. But these who aren't pressurized, they come in. There's no way to forgive them because Christ has. If there are a monstrosity, they come in with a bunch of ideas. We have one lady in our latest Sunday school last one Sunday said, this is the first church I ever belonged to that has closed to give. Now, some two teacher of that class said, well, I've never belonged to a church that didn't practice it. And I don't really know who he was and why, I just heard that expression. But nevertheless, there's a diversity of opinions there. Now, we have this to go on among us. That is the initiative of forgiveness. Sometimes we don't want to forgive others. That's to be considered also. But now, if we are Christ-like, we'll have the desire to forgive.
Amen.
We'll want to forgive. Davis McBride was operating as one of our faculty members in Henderson, Texas. At final surgery, we came in the auditorium to have special prayer during the surgery in Dallas, Texas. Well, Brother Durden called Brother Jim Carpenter to lead this special prayer. Brother Jim broke all up while he was praying. Finally finished, he walked up to the stand and said, Brother Kirkland, I just have to get up off my chair. Kirkland said, what matters, Jim? He said, you know, the other day when you used the assembly period to bless me out about my sermon on God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, we could have one Pentecost, church get right, today we have another, you know, and Kirkland took him to the mill on it. Said 45 minutes in the auditorium saying him all the pieces. And so Brother Carpenter said, well, since then I can't study my Bible, I can't pray, I can't preach, She came to get along with my wife. She said, I want you to forgive me. I got mad at you.
Brother Christmas said, I didn't know you were mad at me again, but I sure do got a big man. You did, went back to play. Could have had a big lecture on him, but we didn't get one. But now he says, first of all, I can't study my Bible.
That's right.
I can't preach. I can't preach.
Amen.
And I don't believe that any respect of persons with God. It is the fact that Jim Carter, one of our best interstate missionaries and brothers, is that him, I mean, is that all.
Amen.
The same way to harbor unforgiveness. In 2 Corinthians 12 and 13, listen to this expression by Paul. While what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me for this. I was not burdensome to you. Brother Curtis, I'm going to make this statement. You may just cut me out. Boy, don't be too good to just take all the gifts. Take all the gifts. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
And where they got that, they can get more in the Lord of that.
Amen.
If it's a one-eyed hen with one leg taken, turn a green with lights all over the table. If it's $200 a week, do they get that money? Let the Lord bless him.
Amen.
Paul apologized for not letting himself be a burden and asked for forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
In Colossians, the 2nd chapter, verse 13. No, the passage of Scripture found with the same wording, but listen to it. You being dead in your sin, and the uncircumcision of your flesh has been quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, all overshooting, all illegitimate claims on what you have been given of God, you know. With the youth retreat the other night coming home, I expressed a young lady from up north, been a part of the state. I sure did appreciate your testimony. You know, I'll go to Master, that was Joe Christ using me. I said, now, the testimony I heard was yours. I've read Christ thousands of times, and it just didn't sound like yours. You two didn't get saved alike. He said, oh. Now, we can lay claim on God using us if we want to. But I'd certainly rather somebody else have that feeling than myself. I couldn't handle it. Just couldn't handle it. Get too safe for myself. I'd rather not be self. But chances are, if I realize all my transgressions, my trespasses are forgiven, and I realize all the trespasses of the people are forgiven, for Christ's sake, then if we realize this together, God bless your heart, we realize the source of the power of the time of the decision of you. Hold it involved. Then at the end of the service, you can say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But God bless our pastor, but praise the Lord. God forgive me, forgive my pastor for not doing a better job. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is a ready forgiveness, as is shown in the prodigal son, Luke the 15th chapter, verses 11 and 32, at the sight of the return of the son.
Amen.
At the sight.
Amen.
The idea of sight is the father had received a telegram that the son was going aboard a plane somewhere in some remote part of this world and would be home at a certain time. The father at the reading of the telegram said, "Now, why have you been ready? I'm going to the airport. Yet he won't be in for a while. It's all right, I'll be there when he gets there. Hey, I'm going to the airport." A readiness. Now, this is the kind of forgiveness that we have experienced ourselves.
Hey.
Experience this. Sergeant that married the professional prostitute in Tacoma, Washington. He thought very highly of this sergeant. He was a platoon leader, a good platoon leader, 12 years he had been in service. Now this was 1940. And Sergeant Lee was a respectable man. And he married a professed prostitute from a house we had to close down. We knew her. He got acquainted with her then. In fact, she tried to bribe him to leave this house intact. But he married. And on our open house day, we had Thanksgiving turkey all over the table. We go, the wives, girlfriends, parents were allowed to come out and be with the service men. We were in full dress that day. Mayor Paul was even decorated with dead sheets over the table, you know. I think it was all. It was pretty that table. Lie all over the building. And the table was set beautifully. And the men and their girlfriends, their wives, their parents were allowed to see. Sergeant Lee had heard a lot of the rumors which had been going on. He said, he got up, said, "I think word of explanation is just you right now." And he wound up by saying, in my estimation, she's is a far better person than I, because she remained in her place of business. I went out of mine looking for what she had to offer." Then she got up and spoke and said, "I'll never make a fine wife because of the shadow of my past." But she said, "I'll make a loyal one because of my past."
Amen.
Amen. From that old prophecy, I learned quite a lesson. I love the dirty character before I was saved. I don't know how you can claim yourself to be very clean just to them today. Condemned to hell eternally.
Mm-hmm.
Hopelessly and helplessly condemned. It might be well for us to remember who we were in the past.
Amen.
And how by the graciousness of God we have eternal promises. What gratitude. And to you. Be ready to go out as the father of the prodigal. Go way out and forget. Alert. Ready at the sight. God has some limitations on his promise to forgive. Only one sin for which God promised no forgiveness, and this is the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now this is a sin unto death. there is a high probability that missionary Baptist preachers are guilty of this blasphemous thing and will suffer for it unto our death because our carelessness and lethargy in denying the Holy Ghost of God at times can never be repaired. We fail to do God's bidding as He has directed in His Word, as He has impressed upon us. We fail to do this. Who is to say the eternal damage, and to what extent does eternal damage is? By lethargy, denying the Holy Ghost of God. Denying. Above all said, I don't want to preach hard against my church and against sin. I'll prepare me a good message and I'll get up there. I'm going to stay with this now today. And this is a good message. I just started it right by preaching against sin. Why do I do this? I don't know. Maybe the Holy Spirit needs you there. I don't know. Get after this. Don't have any answer to that, please. Why? But I certainly wouldn't argue that they do not exist. They certainly do. There has been a preacher who satisfied the way he preached. He just can't do it. But blasphemia is to bring about a depraved sort of a thing. It's to bring about a hindrance. It's to bring about a hurt. Now, this is done by either a gradual degree at a time, or it's done maliciously, the results of which amount to the same. This is where sometimes the pulpit becomes the tool used by preachers. With no forgiveness, no response to God's holy or divine will, carrying the brunt of the load ourselves on into an uncanny action. But the only reason we aren't fired is because of the graciousness of those forgiven of God's procrastination. Very fortunate to have that kind of an audience. Unclean spirits work in among us. Unclean spirits. And this sometimes is seen, heard by expressions and seen by lies, but you're there. The other night, one of our young preachers at the church was speaking to a girl that was lost and one that was saved, supposedly, at the retreat. Brother Adam Goodwin just wept. He cried. He didn't go over and say anything about it, but he cried because this young preacher, a seminary student, member of our church, was sitting between these two girls, speaking concerning the Bible, and had a cigarette between those two fingers and was licking from his finger to turn the page. And Brother Goodman took those two girls from Riverside, they were students in his music classes there, took them to the retreat, and he went off and wept. Said, well, I wanted them to know of the a properly conducted youth group. One of them was saved, the other had already been saved. No, the one that was lost was saved. Now, this was terrible for him to sit there with a cigarette between his fingers. But God bless your heart, God's word is more powerful than that damnable cigarette.
Amen.
God can forgive in spite of us.
Amen.
We don't limit God, spiritual, uncanny, headache way of presenting the Word of God. It's the Word of God that has the element involved or forgiven. These other things are deplorable, sure. Should be stopped. I feel as guilty as any when I have to reach over on somebody's coffee table to lift up my Bible and turn to read the 30th now before I must write and read. Others feel guilty if they have a dip of snuff in their mouth. Others feel guilty if they're dipping a little wine while they're reading the Word of God to them. Some feel guilty to smoke a cigarette. But let us never forget, God bless you, Lord, that we are the product of rebels against the Lord, even at our best. And for Christ's sake, God forgive.
Amen.